10 miles south of Manston's runway stands a collection of empty red brick buildings, pockmarked by shattered windows and missing roof tiles, which are gradually being enveloped by the surrounding woodland. This was Snowdown Colliery, the deepest coal mine in Kent, and at one point an employer of up to 2,000 people. Remnants of the community that once revolved around this place are still scattered on the floor. Old newspapers, scraps of uniform, broken tools. But they're now disappearing under a carpet of moss or floating in pools of muddy rainwater. The industry that Snowdown supported proved ruinous to the environment, but the manner in which that industry was dismantled ruined countless communities too, carving scars that continue to hurt today. The colliery was connected by railway to Faversham and the port at Dover, both of which, if global temperature increases are not arrested, could be underwater by 2050, as sea levels rise and overtop coastal defences around the edge of Kent. Many of the Thanet's most famous landmarks could be flooded too, including Margate's Dreamland theme park and Turner Contemporary Gallery, the village of Reculver's ancient towers on the region's western border, and Ramsgate's harbour to the east. Without rapid action on climate breakdown, in a few decades from now, the whole of Thanet is projected to become an island once again. The new climate wars are making that outcome more likely. But although the inactivists cheering them on may be cynical, their root causes are real and cannot simply be ignored, insulted, or reduced solely to a problem of online disinformation. Thanet's story so far, of long-term decline and uneven restoration, is familiar to great swathes of Britain and beyond. If its next chapter is to prove more hopeful, it must be written collaboratively and carry an entire community along with it.